Doyle began his day and a half of budget criticism with a stop at the high school in South Milwaukee. South Milwaukee schools have cut 40 teaching positions over the last 2 years, and district officials say another 30 jobs could be lost if the joint finance version of the budget goes through. Republicans say their bill would boost K-12 spending by $458 million. But Doyle says that's barely half of what's needed to bring the state back to a two-thirds commitment to funding public school costs.
The little bit of lift that they say they have given, you know, frankly barely covers the increase in fuel costs in most of these districts. They can, you know, try to put as, whatever the phrase is, they can try to put lipstick on a pig, but, you know, what they have done is enact some historic cuts to education.
But the governor's definition of a spending cut doesn't jibe with that of many Republicans. Representative Mike Hipsch of La Crosse is the Assembly Majority Leader. He says the GOP's $458 million increase would be 2.5 times what K-12 got in the last budget. He does not want additional spending.
Maybe there is no figure that is enough. Maybe we never get to a point where enough is enough. And that's what we have to recognize, that there must be a balance between our quality of schools, which is tops in the country, and we maintain that with this budget, and the people's ability to pay and people's ability to stay in their homes.
Hipsch also rejects Doyle's contention that some of the additional money that could be spent on education went for what Doyle calls pork barrel highway projects. Doyle says the biggest chunk of pork is $38 million for preliminary engineering for a highway interchange in western Milwaukee County. But Hipsch says Republicans are focused on using transportation revenue just for transportation projects and not to line the wallets of public school teachers. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in South Milwaukee.